You are listening to episode 63 of the Sunday Shakeout, featuring a talk on how to nail the fundamentals and focus on systems instead of goals. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Sunday Shakeout. I am your host, Nicholas, and today I talk all about how to nail the simple stuff in your training and how that will take you a long way and why also you should become a more process-oriented runner. In this episode, I talk all about how running is kind of a simple sport, yet people try to use trends and other stuff to try to escape from the fundamentals when in reality the fundamentals are actually really, really key. I also talk about the Pareto principle and how it applies to the sport of running, and then why you should forget about making goals and then instead focus on your process and your systems instead. If you are new to the Sunday Shakeout, let me give you a quick rundown. This show strives to offer valuable tips to get you stronger, faster, and less injury-prone in the sport of running. Through engaging interviews and insightful training discussions, the Sunday Shakeout aspires to impart lessons that contribute not only to improved running, but also to improved personal growth. The Sunday Shakeout is taking strides to highlight individuals at every level of the sport and topics for every level of the sport to make the world running world a better and happier place. So let's lace up those shoes at the road and dive into the world of becoming grounded in the fundamentals. Without further delay, please enjoy my training talk. So the sport of running is actually quite simple. You know, there's so much noise online. You know, there's a new training trend. Somebody's figured out a new shortcut, a new supplement. You know, maybe they're using double threshold training because they see the Ingebrigtsens doing that. And they're like, wow, I could really improve my running by doing that too. You know, people are always looking for hacks. You know, they want to escape from the fundamentals because the fundamentals, doing the basic stuff, the stuff that's going to take you really far, the little things that you might want to start putting into your training that you know you should be doing, you know, that stuff is hard to do. Or it's not so much that it's hard to do, it's just boring to do. But you know, this past week I listened to an episode of the Running Effect podcast with Doug Soles, who is coach of many national championship teams. Actually, multiple different teams too, which is actually quite kind of incredible. And the main thing that he preaches is just hard work, you know, consistency, getting the grind in. You might have a few freshmen on the team in high school. They may just be okay, average runners, but then as they become consistent, as the years progress, as they slowly build up their mileage, the very fundamental stuff, they do their ancillary work, their strength work, as they do all of these things, once they become juniors and seniors, they become varsity level. But it's only because they nailed the simple stuff and they did the hard work. You know, they got it in, they were kept building their mileage. You know, they dialed in their gym work, their recovery, their sleep, nutrition, hydration, strength stuff, all of that stuff. That simple stuff will take you 80% of the way in your running career. It's that simple, especially as a beginner. Only once you have been training for years and years, then you may want to start, you know, using some of these tips and tricks like double threshold training, really complex workouts, really complex strength workouts. You know, maybe you do need to get, you know, some Normatec boots or some, you know, a personal coach that's going to help you along the way. But, you know, that is all stuff that is mostly secondary, you know? Buying the Normatec boots, buying the newest Koros, getting the newest watch, the newest, you know, anything you want, getting the best running shoes, getting all of this stuff to try to just fill in everything, really trying to nail stuff that isn't really meaningful, that is not really what is going to help. The fundamentals are going to help, so just keep that in mind. And I'll give you an example. Let's say, you know, you have a cross-country race, okay? And on the starting line, you have the guy who's been doing all the little things, you know, in terms of like not little things as in like little things like sleep and nutrition and hydration, all that stuff, but little things as in like he's bought all of the stuff. He has the newest watch, the Normatec boots. He's been focusing so much on perfecting his pre-run routine, perfecting his strength workouts, perfecting his training so much, where to the point of just trying to check every single little box. But then you have the runner on the starting line who is had solid training, okay? He's built up to pretty good mileage. He's had solid workouts. He's had pretty good strength sessions. He's had good routines in place. And this guy right here is super confident. This guy who has been just nailing the fundamentals, not focusing on making sure everything is absolutely perfect, he is super confident. I'm going to tell you right now that the guy who is super confident is likely going to win the race. And the reason being, you know, like if you're checking all these boxes, if you're trying to check the lactate and, you know, if you're trying to do all of this other stuff, that can stuff can be really, really important. And especially if you are an Olympic medalist, you know, like if you are at the world stage, like for example, at the Diamond League final in Eugene, Oregon, we had the men's mile, Jakob Ingebrigtsen versus Yara Nagus. It came down to a couple hundredth of a second, maybe a couple tenths of a second. It was super close between the two. And so my point is, you know, at that level, you know, checking the lactates can be really, really, really key because a 100th of a second means everything. But in something like high school cross country, I'm going to take the overly confident guy over the guy who's checked all of the lactates and everything else. It's that simple. Because if you're checking all the lactates and you're doing all this stuff and you're trying to be a perfectionist, likely you're not in as relaxed a frame of mindset. You know, if you're trying to do all these things, you're likely just coming onto race day with apprehension, worry. Oh my gosh, did I hit the right lactates, you know, in the workouts? And so you psych yourself out before the race even begins. Meanwhile, you have this really confident teenager, really confident runner who's simply nailed the fundamentals and he's next to you on the starting line. He's gonna win because he has no apprehension. He is confident in his abilities. He's confident that he has nailed the fundamentals. So the fundamentals can be really, really impactful. They can take you really, really far. In fact, let's talk about the Pareto principle a little bit. I think the Pareto principle can be really, really key. Essentially, it applies to all areas of life. I hear it all the time when it comes to like productivity and all that stuff, but essentially, the Pareto principle says that 20% of the inputs or activities create 80% of the outcomes. So, for example, if you have, you know, if you are in school right now, you know, maybe studying 3 hours on the most important content in the book is gonna create 80% of what is really gonna, you know, achieve you pretty far in the test. You know, you're gonna go pretty far in the test if you can study for 3 hours the most important content. Versus if you were to study all day, all week, you know, the entire book, you know, 80% of those inputs might only generate 20% of those outcomes. And sure, if you nail every single thing in the book, you are likely gonna get a better grade. Why? Because you've simply studied everything. You know everything. But in terms of efficiency and, you know, productivity, you don't need all of the running gear or gadgets. You don't need to check every single box because, simply put, you know, unless you're like Jack Hensky, unless you are trying to get on top of the world right now, likely, you know, you aren't trying to, you know, break world records or do anything. So just nailing the fundamentals will take you so far. You don't get it. You don't need to get all of these fancy things. You just need to focus on a few of those key core concept areas, that 20%. You know, a solid foam roller, a TheraBand, some good running shoes, a solid GPS watch. That's in terms of gear, you know, but in terms of training, you know, just getting in some good mileage, some high mileage, getting in the consistency, some decent workouts. That stuff, that 20% of those inputs, that is going to go so much further, and that is going to take you 80% of the way there compared to, oh my gosh, did I hit my split? Did I hit everything? Did I blah, blah, blah? Did I hit the lactate? Did I do this? Did I do that? How much REM sleep did I get? Did I get the optimal amount of protein? You know, that is going to do more harm than good. You're not going to get too much out of that. So just making sure that you're dialing in the fundamentals, and that will get you 80% of the way there without having to spend another $400 on stuff that doesn't really matter. So I think that's really key. I made an episode about training age a long time back. how, as a beginner runner, you want the simplest and most general workouts and the most simplest and most general things that you can do in your training. Why? Because simple and general training is safer for beginner runners. And secondly, the fundamentals of building up mileage, being consistent with strength work, and building in some simple workouts, all of those things will help you just as much, and, you know, if not better, than trying to do double threshold. 20% of the inputs get 80% of the results. It's that simple. But as you get more experienced in the sport, obviously your training and running life has to get more complex so that you can continue to get better in the sport. But even if you are an advanced recreational runner, chances are you still aren't nailing the fundamentals. Sleep, consistency, strength work, all of that stuff. And so by improving all of that stuff, all of those fundamentals, you will go much further than trying to build and build and build stuff that doesn't actually help you that much. So really, just focus on building your aerobic engine, getting stronger and more durable, being more consistent, and keeping the ball rolling. Again, you don't have to smash yourself all the time because the pros don't smash themselves all the time. But just nailing the basics, nailing the little things that, you know you should be doing. You've been preached since you're like 4 years old. You know, you need to get good sleep. You need to wash your hands. You need to eat healthy. You need to do all these things. You know, that doesn't require a lot of time, but it pays off a lot. And that is really going to work. You know, that 20% is going to make all of the difference. Those 20% of things. Now, let's talk about goals versus systems. You know, if you've ever taken any class in life, middle school, PE, you've been told to set goals, right? Like, I want to run a better mile time. I want to run sub 40 minutes for the 10K. I want to run sub 3 hour marathon, whatever it is. We've always been told to set specific actionable goals. But here's the thing. Once you've done it enough, you'll soon realize that progress has very little to do with the goals. And it has a lot to do with instead the systems that you put in place, because systems are the processes that are going to lead to results, processes that are going to lead to results. And that is really, really key. You know, if you think about everybody with New Year's resolutions, a lot of times what happens is they say, well, I want to get in better shape. I want to, you know, I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to get this much money. I want to grow this. I want to do that. But they set these goals, but after 2 weeks, they fail. They give up. They give up on their goals. And this actually ties back to the first point, which is, you know, fundamentals. You know, the fundamentals are boring, so they give up on that. But also, they don't have a clear-cut system and routine that they put in place. You know, the grind of your running training, you know, that can be hard. And, you know, but that is the system that is really going to take you places. It's so much easier to look on the wall of your bedroom and look at and see, you know, goal, sub 3 hour marathon. Then, you know, it's so much easier to see that than seeing, you know, training week, run 80 miles. It's so much easier to say, or to see sub 3 hour marathon than run 80 miles this week or hit a 20 mile long run today. It is completely different, like change in mindset. But systems make so much more of a difference. You know, I'm not saying that goals are useless. They're great for setting a direction, but systems are best for setting actual progress. The reason I say that is because think about if you're going to the Olympics, right? You're at the Olympics. All of the athletes at the Olympics, you know, if you think about it, they all have the same goal. They all want to win the gold medal. But here's the thing, the winners and the losers of the games, they all have the same goals. But the only way, the difference between the winners and the losers is not setting higher goals, not being like, well, I want to run 2019-1 for 200 meters instead of 19-2. You know, the gold medalist doesn't say that versus the silver medalist. He has a better system in place than the guy who's running the silver medalist. He's more prepared for that event, not because of his goal, but because what he did during the training. And so that is really key. I think that's something else that goals fail to do is they fail to, you know, address the long term. I think that's something that a lot of times I preach on the podcast is focusing on the long term, your long term potential. How can you lock in, or how can you make something right now that you can sustain for 10 years, 20 years, because that's how you're going to get better long term. The thing about goals is they often go against this long-term progress. You know, you do see on your wall, sub 3 hour marathon, but what happens once you're done with that? A lot of times, if you're a newer runner or maybe you're not super hyped into running, you cross the finish line, but what happens? You're done with running, so you put the shoes down. But if you can say, okay, sure, I want to run a sub 3-hour marathon, but I want to put in place a routine where I run, you know, I'm building up my mileage and I have six-month training cycles consistently, you know? I'm going to set in place after every single training cycle a 3-week break or a 2-week break, and then I'm going to get right back into training. If you can set a system like that in place, that is going to go so much further, because otherwise you're going to get to the finish line of a marathon and think, oh, well, I completed my goal, check that box, and then you're going to be done. It's that simple. Because achieving a goal is only a momentary change, but systems will stay with you forever. So just keep that in mind. Thank you for listening to episode 63 of the Sunday Shakeout. I hope this episode was insightful for you guys. I don't want to do interviews every single week, so I think that it is great to break it up with some lessons, because I think that I have gone over a lot of the great stuff on this podcast. I think I've covered a lot of different topics, but sometimes I supply you with all these things, but we just need to get grounded in what running is all about. It's really not that complicated. If you look through my, I guess you could say my catalog of episodes, it looks like running is a very complicated sport. We got episode titles like Monitoring and Controlling Intensity, Part 2, stuff like VO2 max training, and aerobic versus neuromuscular training. And that can sound very complicated, but in reality, running, it's not a very... We runners make it complicated, when in reality, it doesn't need to be that complicated. If we can just nail the fundamentals, the simple stuff, that will go a very long way. And while at the same time, stay in process-oriented, focusing on the day-to-day, focusing on, okay, I'm going to make a to-do list for today. I'm going to make a training, I guess you could say, yeah, to-do list is a good word, for the day. What do I need to do for today to make sure that I hit all those boxes, that I hit the run, you know, I hit the pre-run activation, the nutrition, the sleep, the strength work, all that stuff. And I can guarantee you, if you create one of those day-to-day to-do lists for every day and you have a complete training plan, you will come to race day more prepared than if you just set a goal. That simple. So I hope that really put things in perspective for you. If you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout, please consider following or subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I'd also greatly appreciate a review in Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. Seriously, you know, it only takes 5 to 10 seconds out of your day to give this podcast a 5-star review, yet it goes a long way in supporting the growth and, you know, of the podcast, giving the algorithm feedback and all that stuff. So that can be really helpful. Thank you all for your kind comments down in the polls below. Thank you to all my support for my guys at Seattle Prep who are supporting me in this podcast. So this is all great, but I hope you all really enjoy the rest of your weekend and the rest of your day. And peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.